The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is John Ivy from the Triangle Radio Reading Service. For the next half hour, I will be reading to you from the April 2019 issue of Sports Illustrated for Kids. We have on our front cover 2019 baseball preview. Max Scherzer is fire. Flamethrowers like the Nationals ace are taking over the game. Has a nice picture of him. Looks like he's getting set for a nice curveball, but with flames coming from the ball. National Youth Foundation Student Book Scholars. Become a published author. Out here the judges. Student book competition is open to students in grades K to 8. Books must incorporate the theme anti-bullying. Win $500 for your team, a $250 for your teacher, project, or coordinator. The judges are Rob Covington of the Minnesota Timberwolves, Carlos Dunlap of the Cincinnati Bengals, Frank Mason III, Sacramento Kings, and Jalen Mills of the Philadelphia Eagles. And that's pictures of our judges at the bottom of the page. Page 1, lineup, Gone Fishing, 2019 Major League Preview. Baseball is back and the heat is on. More and more flame-throwing pitchers are testing the limits of radar guns. Plus, scouting reports on all 30 teams. Picture here of Mr. Trout of the Washington Nationals. If anyone can handle a pitch coming at 105 miles per hour, it's Angel star Mike Trout, who has his sights set on a third MVP and a second playoff appearance. Page 16, primetime. Ben is from Los Angeles after trying a stint with the Lakers. Point guard D'Angelo Russell found a home in Brooklyn, where he's blossoming into a big-time star. Ageless Wonder, page 20. Tom Brady has shown no signs of slowing down in his 40s, but he is not the only player to defy his age. Page 22, bound for stardom. Overlooked and undersized, Marquise Brown waited his turn while working at an amusement park. Now he's ready to take on the NFL. MJ's flu game. This NBA playoff season, we're going to back in time to check out one of the most iconic performances in finals history. From the pages of Sports Illustrated, page 48, The Lightning Diaries. SI went behind the scenes with Lightning coach John Cooper and his staff and found that the roots of their success go far deeper than plotting the perfect penalty kill. The cover by Jeffrey A. Slater. Salter. The favorites for this month, page 2, freeze frame, page 7, sports cards, page 11, April birthdays, page 12, future stars, page 15, LOL, page 26, posters, page 52, what's the call, page 53, games, page 54, art gallery, page 55, comic cards, and page 56, Buzz Beamer. So let's go to our first freeze frame here on page 2, and we see a member of the OKC Thunder jumping over the whole full frame of Shaquille O'Neal. February 16, 2019, Charlotte, North Carolina. Hamidou Diallo of the Thunder went old school to win the NBA slam dunk contest. The 6'5" rookie leaped over 7'1" Hall of Famer Shaquille O'Neal. He completed his dunk by hanging from the rim by his elbow, the same move Vince Carter used back in 2000 when he won the competition. Our second freeze frame looked like it's from the rodeo. Bumpy Ride, February 16, 2019, St. Louis, Missouri. Scotty Knapp was dreaming of winning the Professional Bull Riders Mason Lowe Memorial event. Unfortunately, Prankster had other ideas. The bull tossed Knapp well before the 8 seconds Knapp needed to stay aboard to score points. Chase Outlaw, a perfect name for a cowboy, won the event. Who's depression? It's not. It's weird between friends. It's not weird between friends. Maybe you feel kind of isolated, distant, like even when you're surrounded by other people, you're alone. Maybe you feel weighed down, and you might feel like that's too weird to talk about. But chances are your friends won't find it weird at all. They might even be going through something similar. Bring Change to Mind can help you start the conversation. Find out more at bringchangetomind.org. Page 8, Who's Who in Sports. We're going to start on our first line. Catherine Plummer, outside hitter, Stanford University. Her height is 6'6". She was born October 16, 1998, in Long Beach, California. Plummer led the Cardinal to the NCAA volleyball title in December. She was named co-most outstanding player after her double-double in the title game against Nebraska. After ranking 5th in the nation in points per set, 5.42, and 7th in kills per set, 4.74, as a junior last season, Plummer won her second consecutive AVCA Player of the Year award. She's the only player in history to win an FIVB World Championship medal in both beach and indoor volleyball. Question: which team won the 2017 NCAA Division I women's volleyball title? Answer: Nebraska. Next, we have Alisson, goalkeeper, Liverpool. His height is 6'3". His weight is 201 pounds. He was born October 2nd, 1992, in Novo Hamburgo, Brazil. Alisson, whose full name is Alisson Becker, led the English Premier League with 14 clean sheets in 26 starts as of February 19. He had a 7.79% save percentage in that span. Playing for Brazil at the 2018 World Cup in Russia, Alisson shut out Costa Rica and Serbia in the group stage. He then blanked Mexico in the round of 16. Liverpool paid an $84 million fee to get Alisson from AS Roma in July, a then-record price for a goalkeeper. Question: Liverpool Football Club shares owners with what Major League Baseball team? Answer: the Boston Red Sox. And finally for this line, we have Grant Williams, forward, University of Tennessee. His height is 6'7". His weight is 236 pounds. He was born November 30th, 1998 in Charlotte, North Carolina. A junior, Williams led all SEC players with 20.4 points per game through February 4th. The next highest scorer had 17.8 points per game. His Volunteers were ranked number one at that time. Last season, Williams took home SEC Player of the Year honors after a season in which he averaged 15.2 points, 6 rebounds, and 1.3 blocks per game. An academic standout, Williams was recruited by Yale and Harvard before choosing Tennessee. Question: how many NCAA titles has the Lady Volunteer basketball team won? Doop, 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 doop. Answer 8. Next on page 9, we have warm up. And we have pictures of the Padres. Long time coming, Manny Machado finally signed a contract, a 10-year, $300 million deal with the Padres in February. Should he have gotten more? Burning question: are Major League Baseball teams colluding? Alex Rodriguez asked for everything he wanted. When the superstar shortstop first became a free agent at age 25 in 2000, he had a long list of suitors. His demand to the Mets, an office, private jet trips, his face on billboards all over town, infamously ended negotiations before they started. Still, by December, the Rangers had signed Rodriguez to a record 10-year, $252 million deal. 18 years later, another once-in-a-generation free agent in his 20s, Bryce Harper, hit the market. Yet by the time every team's pitchers and catchers reported to spring training in mid-February, Harper remained unsigned. Other top free agents, like San Diego's Manny Machado, found themselves waiting a long time to ink deals. What happened? Last season, league revenues exceeded $10 billion. Player salaries, however, went down for the first time since 2004. These contradictory trends have led many, including Rodriguez himself, to allege collusion. In other words, they believe that the owners of all 30 teams are working together to keep players' salaries down. If that sounds far-fetched, bear in mind it's happened before. When Peter Uberoth took over as Major League Baseball commissioner in 1984, he encouraged teams to begin valuing profits over pennants. He set up a system in which the owners would not bid against each other for top free agents, thus lowering salaries for players across the board. Sure, teams would miss out on the opportunity to poach their rivals' best players, but overall, everyone stood to make much more money. Collusion worked. Kirk Gibson had a career year for the Tigers in 1985. Batting .287 with 29 home runs. He heard the Royals were interested in signing him as a free agent. But after Kansas City's interest suddenly evaporated, he was forced to re-sign with Detroit. Andre Dawson won MVP with the Cubs in 1987 after telling Chicago he'd sign with them for whatever salary they wanted. Is a similar conspiracy to blame for Harper, Machado, and Craig Kimbrell having such a tough time finding homes? Maybe not. Multiple factors may be curbing teams' appetite for mega deals. The progress of advanced statistics has given teams more exact valuations on players. When general managers have precise numbers for what they believe is player worth, they're going to be less likely to go very far over that dollar value. Then there's the luxury tax. While baseball doesn't have a salary cap, it does have a penalty for teams that spend past a certain level. Last season, only the Nationals and the Red Sox paid the luxury tax. They combined for a total bill of just $14.3 million, the lowest total since the current system began. If the Yankees won't pay the tax, why should anyone else? Even if players think teams are colluding, it'll be hard to prove. More likely is that the issue will be resolved in 2021 when the current collective bargaining agreement expires. Still, the days of the old A-Rod free agency may be over. We may never see a player request his face on every billboard in town ever again. On page 10, Unboxed. Now here's a picture of a sneaker. taking the lid off the coolest sports gear. When he was growing up, Donovan Mitchell's love of dunking and his seemingly superhuman jumping ability earned him the nickname Spider. Now, in his second year with the Jazz, Mitchell recently unveiled his new signature Adidas shoe called Don, D-O-N, issue number one. Don stands for Determination Over Negativity. Mitchell is a big fan of Spider-Man. In December, he wore a Peter Parker-inspired outfit to a game. So it's no surprise that the shoes have a red and blue color scheme and a web logo on the tongue. Mitchell unveiled the shoe on Adidas.com. He worked with his old high school to find a pair of young, aspiring sports writers to interview him. "I want to help inspire kids so they feel like they can do anything," he said of the message in the shoe's name. "You don't have to be the number one recruit. You don't have to be a basketball player. I just want this to send a positive message to make kids feel inspired that they can be what they want to be." Page 11, on the watch, Women's Hockey Worlds. At last year's Olympics, the United States beat Canada 3-2 in the gold medal game. And this year's World Championships, those two powerhouses will have more competition than ever as the field of teams expands from 8 to 10. France won the Division I Group A tournament last year and earned promotion to the top division. They'll debut in a crowded field in Finland as the Americans attempt to defend as world champions. Denver Nuggets versus Golden State Warriors. What to watch? April 2nd, TNT, 10:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. The Warriors have dominated the Western Conference all season. That's no shock. But the Denver Nuggets' success? A pleasant surprise. This potential conference finals preview is one of the most intriguing games of the regular season's final month. Poetic license. Niners are red, Giants are blue, submit to the contest and we might just pick you. April is National Poetry Month, so for the second year in a row, we're asking for your best sports-related verses. Rhyming is no longer mandatory. Submit your caption at sikidsmailbox@gmail.com. Your entry could appear in a future issue of the magazine. April birthdays. April 1st, this Bucks' Brooke Lopez and the Bulls' Robin Lopez are 31 years old. First baseman Yonder Alonso of the Chicago White Sox is 32. April 10th, Indians catcher Corey Kluber turns 33. April 13th, Rasmus Dahlin of the Buffalo Sabres is 19. April 14th, Cleveland Browns quarterback Baker Mayfield celebrates his 24th birthday. April 16th, point guard Reggie Jackson of the Detroit Pistons is 29. April 19th, the Red Sox Jackie Bradley Jr. turns 29 years old. April 20th, ATP Tour tennis player Alexander Zverev is 22. April 22nd, Team USA and Calgary Inferno hockey star Casey Bellamy turns 32. April 24th, Australian tennis player Ashley Barty is 23 years old. April 27th, San Diego Chargers wide receiver Keenan Allen celebrates his 27th birthday. April 28th, Bruins center David Krejci is 33. And finally, April 30th, Simone Augustus of the Minnesota Lynx turns 35. Page 12, continue with warm-ups. On our radar, Claire Tugel. Her height is 5'9". Her birth date is July 8, 2004. Her birthplace is Clovis, California, and her sport is swimming. At the national championships last July, Claire swam the second fastest 200-meter freestyle time by an American female in a 13 to 14 age group. Her time of 1:58.59 was just 0.6 seconds behind the original record set in 1978. At the Junior Pan Pacific Swimming Championships in Fiji last August, Claire set a personal best in the 200 free, winning a gold medal with a time of 1:58.58. She also swam the opening leg of the gold medal winning 4x200 relay team, which set a meet record. She took home silver in the 400 free, finishing in 4:10.31. At the Junior Nationals in July, Claire won gold in three events, the 400 free and the 200 and 400 meter individual medleys, and was the runner-up in the 200 free. Claire owns 8 national age group records, setting 3 marks in the under 10 and 5 in the 11 to 12. In 2018, she had the top times in 10 events in her age group and was second in another. Sports Kids of the Month. Deegan Irie, age 10, San Diego, California. Dirt track racing. Deegan has won 3 straight season championships at 3 different levels at the Barona Speedway. In 2018, he won the overall title in the junior sprint category. He also won Rookie of the Year. Sophia Mize, age 12, Ottawa, Tennessee. Her sport is soccer. Sophia scored 25 goals, including 6 hat tricks in 11 games, to lead the Hunter Middle School team to a runner-up finish in the Hamilton County East District. She also had 11 assists and played in the district all-star game. And finally, Ryan Williams, age 15, Corona, California. His sport is track and field. Ryan won the long jump at the CNUSD Intermediate Track Championships, leaping 17.7 for the win. He also finished second in the 200 meters. As a volleyball player, he led his Mavericks 14 black to the 2018 Boys Summer Classic title. Are you a sports kid? If you think you have what it takes to be a sports kid of the month, submit your nomination at sikids.com/sportskid. Spare time. Sound waves. 7-time world champion surfer Stephanie Gilmore turns her downtime into jam sessions. Surfing competing need, competitions need. Great waves, and sometimes the best waves don't coincide with the tournament schedule. That can lead to some downtime. So how does a surfer stay busy? Stephanie Gilmore picks up her guitar and plays. Gilmore, a 31-year-old from Australia, who won her record-tying 7th world title last November, has been playing guitar for more than 20 years, around the same time amount of time she's been surfing. When I think of it like that, actually I should be way better than I am, she says with a laugh. My dad played a little bit, and I just picked it up and absolutely loved it. On tour, Gilmore will get with a group of fellow surfers and friends and jam. Or sometimes, if there's a concert at the competition, the band will bring Gilmore and other surfers up on stage to come play. Most of the music is hard rock. Surfing has always got that tagline of that chilled-out ukulele sound, she says. But when I think of the music I grew up listening to, it was all punk. In addition to playing, Gilmore, who travels frequently during the year, loves exploring new cities and checking out new gear. I'm always trying to find guitars around the world, says Gilmore, who surfed in Australia, Brazil, Indonesia, South Africa, France, and the United States last season. Gilmore is attempting to qualify for the 2020 Olympics, which will be the first games to feature surfing. She'd love a gold medal, but she'll also get another award on her mind. A Grammy for sure, she says. That would be so sick. Houston's Texans quarterback Deshaun Watson's favorite things. His favorite food is Chinese. Favorite ice cream, cookies and cream. Favorite sport other than football, basketball. Favorite cartoon, Hey Arnold. Favorite actor, Will Smith. favorite athlete growing up, Tim Tebow. Emoji 100/. Musical artist, Future. Subject in school, math. Favorite author, Dr. Seuss. Continuing with warm-up, history. Good call. For every memorable sports moment, there is an eager announcer hoping to channel the excitement. Some descriptions fall flat. Others become iconic. Can you match the game to its famous call? Al Michaels. Do you believe in miracles? Yes! Jack Buck. So that would be the 1980 United States Olympic hockey team beats the favored Soviets. Next we have, I don't believe what I just saw. That would be A, 1988 Kirk Gibson's home run, game one of the World Series. Mark Boyle, ring the bell, baby, ding dong, the witch is dead. And that would be 1995, the Pacers beat the Knicks in the Eastern Conference Final. Gus Johnson, the slipper still fits. Would be C, 1999, Gonzaga stuns Florida to reach the Elite Eight. And finally, oh my God, the most amazing, sensational, dramatic, heart-rending, exciting, thrilling finish in the history of the sport. This is Joe Starkey, and that would be 1982, Cal uses five laterals as time expires to knock off Stanford. Sound off. What trend are you so over? Fortnite dances. There needs to be a new trend. Tariq Cohen, my teammate, he plays too much Fortnite and he does the dances at practice. That's Mitchell Trubisky, Chicago Bears quarterback. Those little Gucci bags. What are they called? Man pouches? I am so over those. I'm trying to convince myself to stop. As Melvin Gordon, Los Angeles Chargers running back. And finally we have men bleaching their hair. I've had to come into the locker room every day for 2 months straight and look at two of my teammates who both recently bleached their hair. I think they look like buffoons with little vanilla ice cream cones on top of their heads. That's Walter Zimmerman of the LAFC Defender. We've run out of time for today's episode of Sports Illustrated for Kids. Be sure to listen next time. We hope you've enjoyed it. I'm John Ivey, reading for the Triangle Radio Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. This broadcast is readily available as a podcast after the broadcast at our website, triangleredingservice.org. So long until next time. If you have any comment or questions, please call 919-832-5138.